You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything music industry and intersectional feminism related.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Natalie.
And this is episode 38.
No, 48.
Okay, let me do it again. When you said that, I was about to say 80.
Imagine if we'd done that much.
And this is episode 48.
Nice. So what's on the top of your on repeat, Katie?
It's actually still Waterfall by Disclosure. But I've also got Smile or Die by Pet Snake, who's Evelyn from Clean Cut Kids.
Oh, yes.
Solo.
I did think I recognised. Rotoscope by Spirit Box.
Nice.
It's climbed its way to the top.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about this week?
So as we are in Prime Festival season right now, I thought it would be a fun episode idea to basically talk about the different types of people that you get at festivals, the archetypes of festival attendees.
There are some staples, aren't there?
There are.
Different festivals as well.
Mm. And especially as, was it last weekend or was it the weekend before? Just being at a festival, I was like, I started writing down things that were annoying me for episode. And I was like, this is great content. So I'm ready to share the annoying things that happened to me at 2000 Trees, essentially.
Okay, mine are basically based on Outbreak and Download Pilot.
Okay.
And other festivals that I've been to.
We'll probably have loads of the same then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, and Malta, but it's not really a festival.
Oh, yeah, true. Kind of. You know what we haven't done yet in this revival of Just a Girl there? Is it, what did we used to do? Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Let's begin.
Let's begin. That's it.
Okay. Let's begin.
Woo.
My first one's very simple. One word. Snorers.
Oh, my God. Not on my list, but agreed.
I hate snorers at festivals.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's normally quite difficult to sleep anyway, because you're either on the floor or, if you're smart, on an airbed. And people go to bed at all different times at festivals, so you're having to like navigate that anyway. And then you're just drifting off, you're getting all the like sheep jumping over fences, you know, and you can feel that your eyes are just really tired, just drifting off. And it could be like 8 tenths away, and you can still hear it as if it's next to your fucking head.
Literally, every time you're about to drift off, it happens. I remember one year at 2000 Trees, I think I woke up at like 6 just because that was the time my body woke up at, and I just thought, okay, I'll go back to sleep. And then that's when the... And I was like, who the fuck is that? Because I knew it was somebody that I was camping with, because it was just, there was just no way it would be that loud and it wouldn't be someone I knew.
It's always like... as well, isn't it? Like, it's like weird snoring.
Oh my God.
I hate it so much. You know when you get that like really irrational rage when you're tired, but you're like, I just want to sleep. And so I want to actually like kill the person who's snoring. Like, pick up my tent and just throw it at them. It's, oh God.
I think everybody who would be there would be your alibi for you.
Because I murdered a snorer. Oh, it's more annoying when it's somebody that you don't know as well, because I can't just like walk into Gary's tent and be like, shut up!
Oh my God, I wish you could.
Such a selfish problem to have, snoring. And it's so annoying because you can't control it. It's not like it's actually their fault, but it feels like it is.
At 2000 Trees, I pitched my tent. I do what I always do, which is go early to pitch my tent and then go home. I know a lot of people judge me for this, but why the fuck would I camp an extra night when Cheltenham is not that far from Bristol? Anyway, so I did that. Put Max's next to me, which I was afraid of because I was like, I don't know if Max is a snorer or not. Mm. But I risked it. He wasn't a snorer.
Thank God.
And then when I arrived the next day, people had set up their tents behind us. Fine, whatever, there was space. But someone's tent, where their heads would be, was right by, not even like there was a like 10 centimeter gap. Our tents were touching. And then I was like, okay,
that's fire hazard.
That's fine if there is truly no space. But because there was a group of them, they were all in a circle, which meant they definitely could have just had less of a social circle and not, our heads were basically touching.
Oh my God, were they a snorer?
No, thank God.
Thank
I actually didn't hear them at all. We were afraid they'd be like, the annoying teens, but they were really respectful. And then they took my bagel when I was trying to give away my food at the end.
Okay, we like them.
Yeah, no food waste, thanks to them.
What's your first one?
Okay, my first one is the person who always gets sunburnt. Now, I know that typically the festivals we go to is predominantly white people, and sometimes you can't help it. But that's year on year, there is always one person who gets sunburnt, regardless of how often they get sunburnt every time it happens. They just don't do anything to protect themselves. They don't top up their sun cream. They are not drinking enough water. They're not wearing hats. And I'm like, truly, you only have yourself to blame. And I don't think you can complain if you brought this upon yourself.
There's a really weird discourse, I guess is probably the wrong word, in the UK about, because a lot of people say, oh, it doesn't matter if I burn, it will turn into tan. And I'm like, why aren't you being conscientious? You're going to have the worst time ever because you're going to be in pain.
Oh my God,
and then
yeah.
you're going to ruin everyone else's time because we have to look at it and think about the pain that you're in and feel sorry for you.
We are empaths, guys.
And, yeah.
Also, why are you trying to increase your risk of skin cancer? Most importantly,
I don't think they're trying to get skin cancer. I think they're,
well, they're definitely not trying not to. Yeah.
Well, different
that's
things.
That's basically the same.
But yeah, it's when I often get like a square tan line because I always wear like square neck tops. Mm. Haven't burnt this year though.
No. Oh, you know what? I unfortunately did. Do you remember at Malta? I burnt my shoulder.
Oh, it was very slightly.
Oh, yeah.
But they were reapplying.
True. Yeah.
There were people there who were pink. Okay. Sorry, Anna, in advance. There are people who go to festivals, who regularly go to festivals, and still don't know how to navigate tent pegs and strings and always trip over them.
Oh my God. How many years and how often a year do you have to go to festivals to learn that?
Bring a head torch.
Oh my
that
God.
That might just be me, but I always bring a head torch.
Oh, look on the fucking ground. Watch what are you doing? Oh, at Reading Festival last year when I volunteered, because I had been to Reading. Well, I'd just been to enough festivals. I truly was helping out like a ton of 16 to 18 year olds just put up their tents. And I'm like, why didn't you practice beforehand? That's what I did before my first
Reading
Festival.
Put your tent up in your garden.
Practice or read the fucking instructions.
Mm. And
Gen
then,
Zers, man.
Remember that they've got strings coming out of them and you will fall over them and it fucking hurts falling over.
Oh my God,
pegs.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah, same. And I learned my lesson after that.
Yeah, and then you always look.
God, actually so annoying.
That's not, that doesn't apply to people who can't see, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. So my next one is the, sorry, Livy. Nah, it's not really that Livy. Is the one who insists on going on everyone's shoulders.
Yeah, that's such a trope.
They always, like, for their favourite band, for their favourite song, make sure they find somebody who's willing to put them up on their shoulders, even in the sweltering heat. And you know what? I have so much admiration for the people who put someone up on their shoulders.
I have envy for both the people who can put them up and the people who go up.
Yeah.
I am not carefree enough to enjoy myself if I'm on someone's shoulders.
I reckon I could lift you.
No, it's not about lifting. I just hate the people behind. I'm always like, sorry that I'm blocking more people's views.
You're a considerate person.
And I'm worried about getting dropped. I would definitely go on your shoulders for Four Walls, but it's quite a jumpy song.
Yeah, I would be too afraid for that one. If it was a slow one where I'd just be like...
just stand still, and smile. Yeah. What song could we do that to? Future by Paramore.
Future?
By Paramore.
I don't know if I know
you
that
do.
Song.
It's self-titled. It's it's the worst song.
Oh, then,
Contro.
Contro. What's your next one?
This might be quite me specific. Mm. Well, I think you do this as well, actually. Okay. People who are rude to you when you offer to give them loo roll in the queue. Have you ever had that?
Yes.
When I'm prepared and have loads of tissue or loo roll in my bag, and then I'm surrounded by women who I want to help, and I go, does anyone need loo roll? Because the toilets might not have any, and they just give me a look. And men do it too, and I'm like, why am I the weird one here for trying to offer you some help and a comfortable vaggie?
Yeah, or they do the like look at you and they're like, no thanks.
I'm like, all right, if you want to have piss on your legs for the rest of the day,
fine.
Enjoy yourself.
Be disgusting. Jesus Christ.
And I think some people with penises, I should say, get annoyed when I offer, because if they say yes, I think it's clear that they need a poo. But I'm like,
everybody
embrace
poos.
That you poo, man.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Fucking hell.
I will tell you when I'm doing a poo and I'll be proud of it at a festival.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, that is my one of my least favourite things. There were loads in Malta when I would be like, oh, I've got, because I every time I bought water at the bar, I took one of those tissues. So my bag was full of tissue.
I feel like the Malta crowd were probably a bit judgy. I got that vibe from the crowd.
They were all very glamorous, which doesn't mean they're automatically judgy.
No.
But everyone looked great every day. But yeah, that was where it happened the most was, hi, do you want to take some loo roll in? Why? Oh, because you're literally going to be covered in your own piss otherwise. Fine.
So you can wipe your own private parts. Why else?
God, maybe they thought that I was assuming they were doing a poo. I don't know, but maybe. It happens a lot.
I'm so sorry, Katie.
That's okay.
You're just trying to be a nice person.
Maybe I give off bad vibes. That. Maybe they think I'm like got a kink about piss or something.
I think that's on them to think that, you know?
Next one.
My next one is me, which is the persistent photo taker. Now, I've got a rant about this, which is I love taking photos because, one, I want to make people feel good about themselves. Two, I want to capture the memories. And three, I want something to post on Instagram afterwards. Mm. Like, I know we all do, okay? So just admit it to yourselves. Even if you're like, oh, that's embarrassing. No, we all want photos to post on Instagram afterwards.
Yeah.
Whenever I try and take photos of people, I always get really annoying comments, which is like, oh my God, I feel so uncomfortable. Or like, oh, like, fine. Like, you know, another photo time, blah, blah. Just comments that seem so ungrateful. And I'm like, you seem ungrateful now, but I bet you after this weekend, you're going to be posting those fucking photos where you look fucking banging everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you'll fucking thank me.
I tell you who took it really well, Jack and Livy.
Yes.
At Outbreak. They embraced it.
Yeah. And I loved it. Yeah. And they loved it. Everyone loved it.
They were great at that, actually. And I think they understand that you're doing them a favour. They're going to look iconic.
And also, it's me. My skills are fantastic.
Yeah. I am an awful photo taker, so I really appreciate the photo taker of the group because I take selfies with somebody when I remember to or when I'm drunk enough to not be embarrassed to ask.
Oh.
And then they're not good photos because I've had a drink or I'm like, I'm conscious. So the photo taker is one of the most necessary people in the group, in my opinion.
I do think, though, that drunk selfies make for looking like having a fun time.
There's also one of us from Outbreak where I'm drunk and we look iconic.
Yeah. Also, you took banging ones of me at Outbreak.
Yeah.
So don't do yourself a
your phone.
Injustice. Yeah. Disservice is what I was meant to say, yeah.
I take good pictures of people.
Yeah.
I'm going to take more.
Yeah, so you should.
So this isn't something that annoys me. This is just a festival archetype.
Mm.
People who stand at the front of the crowd the whole day. So they're at the barrier for the whole thing.
Yeah, I really worry about those people.
I worry about them because I'm like, how do you piss? How do you eat?
Exactly. You know what? I was going to do that, my first Reading Festival, because the day it was like, bear in mind, I was 17 years old, okay? It was Architects opening, The Blackout, Bring Me the Horizon, My Chemical Romance were headlining, 30 Seconds to Mars were before that. But it was basically like a banging row of bands.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I want to be at the front for The Blackout, who were at the beginning, and My Chemical Romance. So I'm going to stand here all day. Had snacks, of course. But yeah, I was even like, I'm not going to drink any water because then I'll need to pee. Yeah.
But I've done that before. I think the longest I've done that before is when you go to like O2 Academy Brixton or something and you get there early, watch the support act because you want to be at the front for the main act headliner fucking out. I've never done that at a festival. I'm always too hot or hungry or...
I need to piss.
Piss or bored. I really like the social elements of festivals.
Mm.
And I think it's great that people do go and watch all the music. And I like a mixture of both. I'm like, I need to chat and watch all the music.
Yeah.
So I would get lonely and sad doing that.
And actually, I was a bit lonely. I made friends with the guy next to me.
Aww.
But I think at that point, I was so like, I didn't really like many of the people that I went to Reading Festival with because they were just, you know, like just school friends. Like they were just school friends. And so I was like, I'm happy to just ditch them for the day and just watch bands that I love because they can't be arsed.
Ideal.
Yeah. My next one is, I want to give a shout out. I doubt they're listening. Doubt they even know who we are. But Panda Guy.
I was going to mention Panda Guy. He's in my list. So I came across his Twitter.
Did you?
Yeah. And he has had a lot of hate. And I don't know what for. I didn't want to like look into it. But he's quite well known in like the hardcore
He seems
community.
To be.
Everyone just calls him Panda Hat. But I think he is a really nice example of what like good crowd killing is, I guess.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
Always the person holding up someone's hat or someone's watch when they've lost it. Really smiley, looks out for people.
Mm-hmm.
don't know him very well, but he's such a staple now.
He really is. At Lizzie Farrell, we were at the front. This was at Trees. Mm. He was also at the front. I was like, oh my God, found a guy. And he then fucking crowd surfed to Lizzie Farrell.
Yeah.
But really considerately, he was like, oh, excuse me, everybody. And like made sure it was his friends carrying him all the way to the front. But also just love that he gave Lizzie Farrell a crowd surfer.
That's so good. Yeah. He like makes people's gigs really exciting, and I'm not saying that they need that, like Lizzie's a great performer, she doesn't need that, but I think he really just appreciates the music.
Love him so much.
Love Panda Hat Guy.
Aww. Who's your next?
Okay, this is another me specific one because I'm a Leo, but another thing that annoys me about festivals is people who don't wake up early.
Yep. Is your early at a festival?
8 a.m. until 9 a.m.
I can't be on your side for this one.
That's fine. I was not expecting you to. But I wake up when the sun comes up, naturally.
Okay, sure.
And I'm always alone at festivals for the first 2 hours of the day. And at Download, Jack was up sometimes. Alex Roberts was up sometimes.
Yeah.
And I had my little morning crew. But I'm always just like, you know that meme of Marge Simpson just like sat. Red waiting. That's me at festivals.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, come on everyone, let's get a coffee and have some breakfast and have this bit to socialize. And I'm just such a morning person.
I think for me, I'm only a morning person if I've had enough sleep.
Yeah.
And because we would have like been up later than normal anyway, or like been silent discoing or whatever, there is just, for my own sanity, I just cannot wake up before 8 a.m.
I will take 8 a.m. I will take 10 a.m. as the latest.
9 a.m. is my typical time.
Yeah. I just get so sad and lonely. And I'm very much like, when I'm here, I need to make the most of it. But I know that I'm alone in this.
You need a blackout tent.
I don't. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because then you don't wake up from the light. And then you're not sweltering from the heat of the sun. It's life-changing.
I'm going to go to Download and Trees next year, so I'll get one for those.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
We out here.
Good rec.
Okay, my next one is, this used to be me, but I've decided to take, you know how I was like, I'm never gonna like be the organizer? I think it's working out really well for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so this used to be me. I used to be the person who for every festival would know exactly who I'm watching at every time of day, would be like, everybody meet at this place. And if you're not there within 5 minutes, we're leaving.
Going.
Yeah, I used to be that person. So this is a shout out to the old me, basically. It's the one who has their schedule and needs to meet everybody at a certain time at a certain place.
Yeah, it makes me enjoy the festival less when I'm really hung up on my schedule. And I think it's fine when there aren't any clashes, but when there are loads of clashes or you're trying to stay with the group, it's just like, just go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was my approach for actually kind of Download last year as well, you know. I was just like, oh, there are some key bands that I really want to watch, but otherwise, just going to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, just happy to be alive right now.
I think, was it Slam Dunk last year or Leeds? Can't remember, but there were like quite a few clashes of people who I really liked. And I just leave one a bit early and go.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. Still watched it. It's fine.
Absolutely loved it. It's easier when it's a smaller festival though. Like the navigating around is much easier.
Yeah, definitely.
But when it's like a mile to walk to the other stage, it's like, oh, okay. Okay, here's a simple one.
Yeah.
People who stink.
Oh my God, yes, I've got people who stink. But more specifically, like sweaty topless men in the pit who
That's
stink.
Exactly who I mean. Sweaty topless hairy men. Sweaty topless hairy men.
Nothing that sounded with like hair, a song. But when it's sweaty and you're topless.
And you haven't washed for 3 days because you're at a festival.
Yeah. Just wear some clothes. I know it's hot, guys.
Just
but
do,
I'm doing it, you know.
And just baby wipe if you don't want to shower. Yeah. Do something.
Something. Please. Bring some deodorant with you to just top it up.
Please.
Bring a paper towel.
And I think everyone's a bit mucky at festivals. It's fine. I'm not being snobby. Like, people can't smell at festivals. But don't make it worse than it needs to be.
Exactly.
You can make it better or you can make it worse.
Yeah. And these people choose to make it worse.
Yeah. Just do the right thing. Think about your surroundings. Think about you're going to be having your arms in the air around people.
You're going to be in the pit as well. No doubt you will accidentally touch somebody.
Accidentally? They'll be deliberately touching people.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Armpit to face.
In the pit. Okay, my next one is the person who dresses up.
My next one is people who are super glamorous.
Oh, no, I don't mean glamorous. Oh. I mean people who wear fancy dress at a festival. So at Trees, we camped with one of Max's friends called Matt, who dressed as a nun.
No.
And he was the only one dressed up. It's actually a really sad story, though, as to why he was dressed up, which is that he was supposed to go with some other friends, and they were all going to dress up, and then his friends decided not to dress up and didn't tell him. So he was dressed as a nun the whole day. Yeah, total cunts.
Oh, my God. Well, I admire him for dressing up. I was about to ask whether it's acceptable to dress up as a nun, but I don't even care anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Let him do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit friends.
There's someone who's dressed up as Jesus, so I imagine nuns are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nuns are real. No offense, Jesus.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I get it. Get you.
I've never dressed up at a festival. I feel like that could suit me.
I think so too.
But I like to look nice because I want people to think that my style is cool. So if I then was just wearing, like, I don't know, a Pingu costume, then that wouldn't be me.
They would think you were very uncool, yeah.
Yeah. What costume would you wear if you had to wear one?
I wouldn't.
No, but if you had to.
I can't envision it.
Natalie.
You can choose for me.
Okay.
But I truly can't give you an answer. Because
about...
I hate fancy dress.
What about... I can't not think of, like, a big costume. Like, I just keep thinking of Barney the dinosaur. So unlike you.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the one.
No, maybe, like, one of those, like, F1 girls, old-fashioned with, like, the checkered flags.
Enough, actually, you could be that. I can see that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, love that.
What will I be?
I can see you as... a celeb of some kind.
Oh, I don't want to be a celeb.
Okay, not a celeb.
I think I want to be... No, I wouldn't dress up. Well, cowgirl.
Oh, yeah. I forget
Why is
you
that
can
a thing
do things
at the moment?
Like that? Yeah.
Everyone's wearing cowboy hats at the moment.
Well, Holly's hair and everyone wore cowboy hats.
Yeah, well, I don't understand it. All of the alt girls on TikTok wear them.
Oh, really?
Can someone please explain the crossover?
Please.
To me, please. Okay, I think I've run out.
Oh, I've got a few more.
Okay.
Maybe a couple more, though.
Oh, I've got one more.
Okay.
The weed smoker.
Oh, yeah, that is always a weed smoker.
The weed smoker who, don't get me wrong, people who smoke weed are generally nice people, but there's always one who will, like, come to your group and they're sat with their group and then they're like, who's got weed in this group? And they're kind of like weed stealers.
Oh, my God, yeah. Weed stealers. Not weed smokers, weed stealers.
Weed stealers.
Yeah.
And there's always, like, ciggy stealers, weed stealers.
Oh, ciggy stealers piss me off more than weed stealers.
Says the girl who has never smoked in her life.
Well, that's why I feel like I can judge, okay? Because I'm like, if you want to smoke that bad, have your own stuff to smoke with.
Don't steal mine.
Exactly.
There's always can stealers as well. If you've got, like, some cans lying around. I've like, got a spare can. I'm like, I bought these. But yes.
Mine.
Because I'm very generous. So yes, you can have one.
Oh, you are very generous.
Yeah. Weed stealers, ciggy stealers, can stealers.
Just stealers.
It's just thieves.
Yeah, it's
everywhere
okay.
we look.
There's a reason it's illegal.
Borrowing and stealing. Just outlaw them both.
Okay, so I've got the one who is more keen to party than everyone else.
Nice.
I feel like at Download Pilot last year, everyone was quite like, oh, like, you know, it's been 2 years. We've all aged a bit. Like, can't really be asked to Silent Disco. I can't remember who it was, but there was defo someone who was like, Silent Disco? Anyone Silent Disco? Silent Disco?
I think that was me.
Was he? Then it's you. You're the one keen to party.
Yes, I like to party.
Or not necessarily that they are the most keen to go, but are always out. Up last. They're always the last one standing, essentially.
I'd say that's probably me.
Okay. Then this is you, Katie. You are the one who is more keen to party than anyone else.
Yes.
You got any more?
No, and I've also lost my phone.
Oh, it's here.
Oh, got it. But no.
I've got one more. The person who has no idea what's going on. So the total opposite to the one with the schedule is the one who's just like, I'm just here for the vibes.
There's loads of those.
Yeah,
they're
isn't
always...
there?
They're typically male presenting, mask, whatever.
So true.
Typically sit in like a camp chair always
yes.
until someone initiates something that everyone's
yes.
going to do. They always have food bought from the festival.
Oh my God, yeah.
And they're always just sitting in that chair, eating the expensive food that they've bought, waiting for someone to suggest something.
And they're also not typically the ones who are making the conversation in the group settings
either.
No,
they're just there.
Yeah.
But they're also just quite likeable.
Yeah.
I'm thinking specifically of Will, who came with us at Download.
Oh my God, that is so Will. Yes.
Very Will. Always had good food. I'm trying to think of any like last minute off the top of my head. There's always people who want coffee. That's kind of you at a festival.
Oh my God.
That somebody was me, who doesn't drink that much coffee. Suddenly it's a festival and you are obsessed with coffee.
It's because I haven't had enough sleep and I need to wake the fuck up. Yeah.
But you are not a coffee person until you're like, I need an iced mocha.
When it's really hot and I'm tired and iced mocha is calling me. What do you think? What would you say you are?
I am the one who's always a tiny bit too drunk and wants to socialise more than watch the music.
That's so you.
But we'll always want to watch the bands who I really love.
Yeah.
But if I'm not too fussed about the band, I would rather talk to people than go and watch them. Which I know is bad, don't come at me. I just love peeps.
No, it's nice that you love peeps. I'm very much like, I'm watching a band and therefore I want to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Opposites.
Mine's definitely the photo taker and the one with snacks.
You're also the one who finds the spot in the crowd.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. Also the one who drives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sells.
That's right.
I'll learn one day. Probably won't.
That's okay. We'll just become life partners.
Aw. Okay.
Okay.
If you want to... if you want to tell us about any typical festival archetypes that we haven't thought of, you can email us at justagirlpod@gmail.com.
Or message us on Instagram and Twitter at justagirlpod.
Keep listening.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe. Oh. We haven't actually done that one in the past few episodes. Don't forget to rate and subscribe 5 stars on Spotify and Apple.
And leave nice comments.
Keep listening.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Wait, what do we normally do?
The end.
Oh, yeah. How did I forget that?
The end.